Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right, here we go. Podcast number three on a Friday, TGIF. We'll just say it. Thank God I'm free, though. We're not going to say thank God it's Friday. Why? Because every day that ends in Y is your day. It's Sam Crowley, the crazy host of the longest-running motivational show on iTunes, sitting here on a chilly willy Friday, Cincinnati, Ohio. It's damn near 20 degrees out there. When my border collies are coming inside, you know it's cold because they never want to come inside. It's cold out, but it's hot up in here. We're talking about confidence. We're talking about making a little bit of progress, Hey, some of you are making 100 grand a month, and you still got to get that confidence back. You got to get, because you might not be doing what you love to do, okay? A lot of people out there, I know a lot of people that are miserable, making a lot of Benjamins, and they're miserable. Why? Just not with their purpose, man. They're not with their passion. It ain't about the Benjamins, man. It's about how you are adding value and how happy you are. You know, doing what it is that you really love to do. So if you're not, right now, when will be a good time, like right now, to change, to go in a different direction? Look, stop it. Just stop the grind. Get yourself away from all that madness. Some of you that aren't banking a lot of money need to start doing that, but you can't do that until you get your confidence up, until you create some momentum, until you get moving in that direction and you're thinking, yeah,
easier said than done, Sam. It's easy for you to say, Sam, you've got a podcast. It's easy for you to say, Sam, you've got border collies.
Okay, you might as well say that. It's as dumb as saying, hey, okay, the Must Be Nice Club, don't be a member of that, okay? You might be a card-carrying member right now. That stops. You are right now, today, terminating your membership from the Must Be Nice Club. You know that club? Must be nice to have some money. Must be nice to speak in Vegas and Orlando and all over the place. Must be nice to make some money on the internet. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nice. You know what else is must be nice? Must be nice to conquer that old stuttering problem. Must be nice to drive 10 hours to an event and nobody shows up. Must be nice to pay your own airfare, hotel, meals, and not make a dime when you start out on the speaking circuit. Must be nice to go bankrupt with three kids under the age of five. You know what must be nice? All of that. It's really nice because somehow, some way, even in your darkest days, you're going to find the confidence you need just to wake up. That's it. You just got to wake up. Some of you got to wake up from this stupor you've been in for the last 20 years, just walking around like a zombie. That's why they call it corporate America. Get out of that crap. Everybody's walking around like corpses. That's why they call it corporate America. Everybody's walking around just brain dead. So it's like The Walking Dead. I think that was based on a true story where I used to work. Everybody's walking around. How you doing? Good. You? Good. Not bad for a Monday, huh? Oh, I know. The weekend went too fast, you know. I know. Okay, well, man. That's it. Don't be part of that club, okay? Don't be that person. Don't be that individual. That individual is never going to find their mojo. You've got it. Like, you got it. It's just a matter of dusting it off a little bit. But you got to go on a hunt for it a little bit, too. You know, you just can't settle for the answers you've been given right now. Obviously, they're not the ones you want. You know, you try giving it a shot. Giving it a shot, Sam. Giving it a shot. Yeah, to try. Momentum is based on vision. And then action and results. And then you believe. It's the opposite of seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing. You need to see it happen. And then you're going to be a believer. But get going. Dust off. Dust off that confidence, that swagger you had. Hey, look, I don't care if you got to go back to when you were 6 years old. At some point in your life, you had confidence. Somebody took it from you. and you allowed them to take it from you, what would happen? Let me pose this scenario for you. Today on a Friday, a TGIF, an EDIS webinar day, EDISwebinar.com. This podcast sponsored by The Momentum Code. Crack the code, baby. Every day is Saturday Nation inside our private Facebook group. Everybody's got confidence there. Everybody's jacked up. You want some of that? Get inside our private Facebook group. Get in there. Just watch The Momentum Code. I'll show you how to get in there. Go to the webinar. Watch it. Check this out. Let me pose this scenario to you, if I may, champion. You are out to dinner with your significant other. You're having an amazing time, all right? The wine's flowing. The food's tasting great. Gazing into each other's eyes. It couldn't be a better evening for you. You drive home, listen to your favorite station, laughing it up. You turn around the corner, you pull into your development, and your house is being robbed. What? And you pull up, and you're like, oh, it's okay, honey. They're only taking the furniture and all of our electronics. Oh, I think I see them with your wedding ring and your diamonds there. Oh, they're so funny. Let them have it, honey. Of course not. You're on the phone with the police. You're probably running in there yourself. At the very least, like honking your horn saying, stop. But yet, you'll let somebody come in and take your dream. Just steal it from you. Just take it. Hey, here you go. Yeah, I had it one time. You can have it, though. It wasn't that big of a dream anyway. Yeah, it was a good idea at the time, but it wasn't going to really work out. Ah, you can have it. Ah, must be nice. I'm not Sam Crowley. Ah. That's it. That's you. You're somebody you let come into your house, steal your dream, walk right out with it, and you never did a damn thing about it. Never did a thing. Maybe it's your boss every day. Hey, I got to have these reports on my day. Get law. F you. You want to make F you money? Get after it, baby. Les Brown. Heard Les one time talking about F you money. He said, you know what F you money is? Actually at an LA, at an event in LA. I was sitting in the front row where I always sit with action takers. You know what F you money is, Sam? I said, Les, I have no idea, but I think I know where you're going with this, buddy. He goes, that's when you tell the man to F you. I got enough money, and I'm going off on my own, and I don't need you any longer. And I thought, wow, so succinct, yet so brilliant. I think I'm going to borrow that, Les. And I'm going to give you credit the first time, which is right now. And then the next time, I'm going to say I heard it somewhere, and the third time, it's mine. So there you go. Next two podcasts, I bring it up. Sam Crowley thought of that himself. Go make yourself some FU money. Have some fun with that. You can't spell fun without FU. Are you with me? So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Holyfield. Get yourself up. Dust yourself off. I don't care how far back you got to go. For me, finding my mojo, picking myself up off the canvas after that fateful day some 10, 11 years ago, I had to go back all the way when I was 21 years old. I remember what it was like turning 21. Yeah, I was in West Palm Beach, Florida. I can't even tell you how I celebrated my 21st birthday. This is a G-rated, semi-PG-rated show. I have to have a different kind of show. Trust me when I tell you it was beyond fun. I was in West Palm Beach, Florida, turned 21 years old, and it was off the hook. Anyway, let me get back. I'm way off the reservation. I'm having a good time. Is it okay to have fun? What's he talking about there, Harold? I don't know, Mildred, but it sounds like he's talking about something. Hey, have some fun, people. That's what life's all about. Put the FU back in fun. Get out there and enjoy your Saturday. You know, get out there and do what it is that you really love to do. What's the worst thing that could happen? There's nothing. And then what? Just keep on saying it. Three words. It'll get you right back on track. It's like Pavlov's dog. Every time you think of something bad, it's going to happen. And then what? I might lose my insurance, Sam. And then what? Well, I'd have to go get a job that has insurance. Exactly. Exactly. I might lose $1,000, Sam. And then what? Well, I got a little bit more money, resources I can get my hands on. Exactly. See, you stop thinking because you got too comfortable. You've been standing on that nail so long, you aren't even feeling the pain. Jump off the nail, homie. Let's go. Get after it in a big way. And, you know, these are such simple principles, but there's people with MBAs and PhDs that can't do it. They just can't do it. They just can't get out of their own way. They're in their head so much that they can't even get out of there. They're renting space in their own head. They don't even want to be in their own head, let alone somebody else's. But somebody took their dream. When they were going for that MBA or that PhD, they had a dream of what they were going to do. Now, it may not have worked out the way they wanted to. You know, academia might not have been their thing, or being a chemist might not have been their thing, or being an investment banker might not have been their thing. But that doesn't mean the dream dies. That doesn't mean momentum. Momentum shifts in a different direction. Just pivot, baby. Go in a different direction. But you got to go back to when you really had a lot of confidence and you wouldn't fail. And I don't care, like I said, you got to go back to when you're 6 years old, whenever that was. Get the little kid. It's okay to be a little kid inside. Do you not listen to this podcast and think I'm listening to a child? Okay, perfect. Case in point. I'm a big kid. Again, having fun. Again. That's what life is about, man. That's what every day is Saturday is about. Get yourself on the webinar. Go to EDIS webinar. You know what's funny? .com. You know what's funny? I've been getting hit a lot up. I've been getting hit up a lot lately about for sponsorships of this show, you know? People out of the woodwork, nonstop, left and right. Hey, can we sponsor your show? Hey, can we sponsor? And I'm still not ready to pull the trigger. I mean, insane amounts of money. And I don't know what it is. I've got some, I like promoting my own stuff, having my own style. I don't know. What do you think, man? You know, hit me up on Twitter. Should I go the sponsorship route or just keep on being? I guess I'm afraid that someone's going to try to tell me what to do. And then I'm going to have to go put the FU back in fun again. You know, I don't know. Maybe I will. I don't know. I got a couple people that have hit me up, a couple companies. Really legit. Look, they're legit companies. They're nice people. They probably listen to my podcast right now saying, this guy's a jerk. I'm not. I'm actually a really nice guy. But just wanted to share that with you guys and say, hey, I love what I do. Because for so long, I didn't like what I did. And for so long, I let people tell me what to do until I got the FU back in fun. All right, let's have a good weekend. All right, you with me? I might stop back in over the weekend, record another show. I'm off to Orlando, MCO Airport, Sunday night, speaking Monday, back in the Natty Tuesday, back and better than ever in your earbuds all week next week. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.